Brice was returning her gaze. 20, he thought, quite expensively dressed, tanned in a way which suggested outdoor pursuits. Average height, attractive enough in a rather willowy way. Not my type. This last conclusion with a slight tinge of regret. What do you do? He asked. Occasions like this, he thought, were times for bluntness. One might as well find out as much as one could before deciding to take her.
I mean, what's your story, Claire? What's your family tree? What's your fuck-up? Claire, I mean, you talk about how fucked up your sister is. I mean, is there a history of madness in your family? Or was it some primal moment? A sweetie refused? A wasp in your cot? A harsh word when you wet the bed? Or was it warring parents?
Do you know what I want? Kate, I want a woman to see me in the crowd. Or on a train. Or on a bus. And I want it to be raining. Or at least the smell of rain. And I want this woman to think I'm beautiful. I want this woman to think that I am an angel. And I want her to stride over to me. And I want to feel her warm, dry hands on my face.
There are women your age who would kill for what you've got. The woman I married was not interested in sitting around feeling sorry for herself because she fell a bit down every now and then. The woman I married was courageous and ambitious and cared about things outside of these four walls. Ezel, you wanted to give up being a lawyer. I supported your decision. You wanted to work from home. I supported that decision too.
Well, let's tell a few stories, will we? Seeing as nobody knows any jokes, I'll start. I used to rob shops, Tom, when I was a kid. My very expensive psychiatrist has explained to me that this was all my parents' fault because they didn't give me enough attention. But I didn't know that at the time. I thought I used to rob shops because I was a robbing pure little bastard.
I don't know how to say this. I'm not sure how to approach it. The thing is, I've made a decision. I have. I've been coming here to see you every Friday for 4.5 years. It's become a habit, something I do without questioning. But this morning, my mother was buried. Did I mention that?
I shouldn't be drinking. I'm sorry. Thought I was doing the right thing once. It got me in a hell of a lot of trouble. It's not that simple. I just ignore stuff now. Try to live my life and not bother about what I can't see. That's what messes people up. Feeling like they have to see. Like they have to know. I don't want to know. Someone told me a friend of mine was having sex with my sister. She was 14. He was 25. I wonder by my truth what thou and I did till we loved. Were we not weaned till then, but sucked on country pleasures childishly? Or snorted we in the seven sleepers' den? 'Twas so, but this all pleasure's fancies be. If ever any beauty I did see, which I desired and got, 'twas but a dream of thee.